This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu.
Arvin Yuvraj.
And we're asking you, has an ad ever changed your mind about a brand? If so, let us know how. And we've got a couple of responses on WhatsApp.
Yes, Yo Leng Sui said, I've seen an ad for a chili sauce company showing a husband banging the table when he was not happy with his wife's cooking. I refuse to buy this brand's chili sauce again.
Ow.
Yuji Sang said, plenty of times, especially ads on Greenpeace, every image and ad posted by Greenpeace hits me right in the feels. Their ads enforce my daily plastic usage decisions. Also, speaking of Old Spice, I immediately went to buy one because of Terry Crews' Old Spice ad, the one where he uses every inch of his muscles to play drum. I love Terry Crews. He's so funny. Maggie Best, can't recall ever being influenced by any ads. When I come across an eye-catching ad, I'd be too busy admiring the effort and synergy of the people behind. That's the creative director, the copywriter, the visualizers, the production team. I tell you, we need more people like you, Maggie. Treating it more like a literary appreciation exercise, but no, I go more for friends' recommendations with a pinch of salt.
Word of mouth.
All right. Arin, what about Twitter?
Yeah. Bond Rebel says, nope, never. Ads are plain BS. I give you two examples. Toothpaste, they can stop anyone in public and shine a blue light and can see germs. We all know everyone's mouth has bacteria at all times. I don't think that's actually, it's three, you know, those 3D things that are moving on people's teeth and stuff.
And it's not just here in Malaysia. Yeah. Like, I've seen these ads in almost every other country. They all do this. All toothpaste commercials, they have this test kind of ad where, you know, they go out to the street and then they will put up this booth and then they'll
pull some random
actors into this thing and then go like, oh, look at that, you've got 99% germs. And then they do their tests and then they come out and they feel, wow, like, you know, I've got a new set of teeth now and I feel fresh. Every single company in the toothpaste industry does this. Yeah. I don't know why. Is this like a blueprint of, you know, how to market?
I think it's a framework that works.
Really? Does it work though?
I don't know.
I don't think.
He remembers it. Bon
Rebel. Yeah, okay. When we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Now everyone in the car is listening to this or on podcast and go like, I've
thinking
seen
thinking about their toothpaste. Tests.
Yeah. Right. Or thinking about their mouth now and then thinking about the breath.
Adverse effect.
All right.
And then he also adds that all ads about condos have one, a proposed road to somewhere, and 5 minutes to a mall somewhere. Which in KL, you can be 5 minutes to a mall anywhere.
This is very true.
True.
I've actually seen a lot, right? Whenever you go to a mall, you will see some new property condo that's being launched, and they always have that, you know, those two bullet points.
And I was just saying, you know, like the 5 minutes, that's very misleading, right? You can put the distance, right? How fast you get there is very subjective in Kuala Lumpur, whether it rains or not, right? But to say the time, you know, that's misleading.
Unless it's the 2 minutes to a LRT station. So that's the third thing that comes down.
Now it's the MRT. Now they put in the MRT
station. So, you know, maybe.
All right. Let's talk about gifts because Black Friday is tomorrow. And, you know, Christmas is just around the corner. Everyone is in the mood of buying gifts for their loved ones. But you should be wary.
Yeah. So there's this article on Wired. It highlights something that we don't normally think about when getting gifts for someone. And that's if another device is going to spy on them. It just doesn't cross our mind. We get it because it's a cool gift that is cheap, affordable. Because IoT devices or smart home devices have become quite popular because of the holiday season. They are not that expensive. They are not exclusive. So you have a lot of smaller, cheaper companies making replicas of like maybe Google Home or Amazon. So when you buy something for someone, the article advises you to remember that it will stay in someone's home for months and maybe even years. So consider the security risks involved with your purchase. And like we said before, like we've spoken about this on BizBytes like many, many, many times. Google, Amazon, Apple, they were caught using human reviewers to transcribe recordings of smart speakers. So it's not just the device anymore. It's not just in some server. Now you have like actual people, like human beings listening to your audio recordings. And you might not even know that it was recorded in the first place. Yeah. And these are big companies. These are like the big tech guys. It's not like some dodgy company sitting somewhere. And then Google's Nest Guard, they turned out to have an undocumented microphone in their device that no one knew about. So literally a secret microphone that was not in the manual, that was not wow. described anywhere. They checked the device and it had a secret microphone in it that was working that no one was aware of. Again, Google, big company. And obviously, we are not the only ones worried about this. We've mentioned how Instagram constantly shows ads for stuff that we just spoke about.
Yep.
Listen to this clip that we pulled from CBS News. It's basically anchor Vladimir Duthiers. He asks Tech Republic's Dan Patterson about a weird coincidence that he encountered with a colleague. And just listen to the surprise in his voice when he learns that it isn't such a rare thing.
So Tony DeCoppo, who's a CBS News correspondent, and I were having a discussion a few weeks ago, and Tony mentioned that he liked the tie that I was wearing, and he asked me where I got it, and I gave him the name of the store. He'd never heard of the store before. He then, a couple of hours later, emails me and says he got an advertisement email from the store that I had mentioned to him, and he had not Googled it. He had not ever looked it up. It was just a conversation that he and I had a couple of hours earlier, and all of a sudden, we looked at our devices, and we wondered, is there something that, because it was very coincidental. What do you make of that?
That is a fun coincidence. It's one I experienced this weekend as well.
Did you as
the
well?
Last time I saw you, you gave me fashion tips, and sure enough.
Is that all I'm good for?
I'm not kidding. Those fashion tips showed up in my news feeds.
What?
Now, there is a technology. I'm not saying that Facebook uses this, but there is a technology, a company called Silver Push, that listens for passive audio signals if you have given applications permission within your device to listen and record events. Now, there are passive signals that these companies use that they argue are more powerful, such as related products and putting you into a category with other shoppers and saying, well, if you like this and people like you like this, then you might like that. However, there are trigger events that we will see inside the Amazon Alexa and within the Google Smart Home that could cause those products to, or cause those companies to serve you the right product at the right time.
Yeah, so exactly the stuff we talk about. Like, you know, you say something, it shows up in your feed, and then they were surprised, so he asked Dan Patterson. And then Dan Patterson explains what passive listening is all about.
What does passive mean? Like, when you say that they're listening for passive phrases or words?
Well, we have to ask them what they mean, companies like Facebook, Google, and Amazon, what they mean by passive signals. But we can infer some things from their language. And that is, well, you may have clicked on something and there's a cookie or a super cookie. A super cookie is a tracker that is dropped that will respawn. So if you clear your browser history, it will come back and start serving data. So there are signals that we give and that we provide simply by behaving and acting in the world. What the public is now becoming aware of is what the triggers for those signals are and what gathering devices could be. So often we think of our interactions as being explicit, right? I chose to click that link. I chose to open an application. And I feel as though that is a proper use of my data if I made an explicit action. What these companies are doing is gathering implicit data and implicit actions to track you using a soft signal or one of those passive signals around the web.
Yeah, so the article actually ends by saying, like, basically it's not saying don't buy people IoT devices. It's saying they are very cool gifts, but make sure that the giftee actually wants it and understands the privacy concerns and privacy issues. And also for you to understand the privacy issues and that the product is from a trusted manufacturer. I mean, again, it's Google and Facebook. They do the same thing, but it's better to buy from them than from a dodgier company.
What are you buying us for Christmas, Al?
I can't. Smart speakers with secret microphones.
But actually, that's a very good point because most of these products, they will be on massive sale during Black Friday and Cyber Monday and stuff, right? And, you know, whether it's the Google Home or the Nest or the Amazon Echo or, you know, any kind of like smart devices, right? Mm. And even the unknown manufacturer that you see, you know, producing something that's maybe like, you know, 1/10 of the price of a Google Home. Yep. More often than not, we're actually buying it for someone who may not actually understand what it actually means. Mm. Because we just feel like, hey, you know what? This is actually a pretty cool thing because this will just help you in your daily life. So, you know, we will buy it maybe for our parents, for example. You know, someone who may not be well-versed in understanding the risk or the consequences when mm-hmm. you have these kind of devices who are constantly listening, whether you're using it or not. As long as they're plugged in, the power's on, it's listening to you.
Even if you have kids at home, that's another
or
thing.
Or kids, you're buying it for kids. Yeah, you're buying it for kids. You're buying a smartwatch for a kid, which is not maybe like, you know, the Apple Watch or a Google Fit and stuff. You're buying something from an unknown brand that can track, you know, GPS location and stuff. And you put it on your kid because you thought, hey, you know what, it'll be fun. And your kid then uses it for, you know, maybe going to school or maybe going to you know, the mall and stuff. But where is that data going is what, you know, you need to ask yourself. So, yeah, be wary when you're buying a smart device.
Yeah. Not just the stuff of movies, huh?
Yeah.
Anyways, let us know, has an ad ever changed your mind about a brand? If so, how? You can get in touch on WhatsApp, Twitter, or Instagram. WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. Social media is at BFM Radio. We'll come back by talking about the OK Boomer thing. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.